This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Yeah, that's good enough. That's good enough. We don't need any more. We're getting ready for Bo Pelini's press conference here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Spring ball begins tomorrow. We had Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star on yesterday to talk about what some of the things are to watch for. Sean Callahan, you can hear his daily reports from a spring practice already underway. And when Bo Pelini does head up front, then we will be taking you to Lincoln for today's spring press conference with Nebraska football coach Bo Pelini. They moved that up, coincidentally, right about this time yesterday. So we'll be hearing from Bo later on in the program. We'll be talking about the Prairie Hills chapter of the Pheasants Forever annual banquet coming up. Chuck Dummer is going to join us in studio as we talk about that. And we'll talk about Nebraska's matchup tonight with UCLA and probably hear a few comments from Coach Yori from her press conference yesterday, talking a little bit more specifically about UCLA. And, Tony, it looks like this is a team that does something different than any Nebraska team has seen, and it's quirky, I guess, the way that they try to overplay you in the backcourt, and if they force the turnover, they're in good shape, and if they don't, they're in bad shape. But this is a team that's won a ton of games down the stretch with only Stanford, who's a number one seed, tripping him up a couple of times.
Yeah, three losses to Stanford out of their eight, so you know they're a quality basketball team, and you go down and you look at the style of defense they play. They want to trap you and get in the passing lanes, but they do give up easy buckets. That's the other. You either get an easy bucket or they slow you way down and try and take you out of the offensive rhythm. We'll see. They totally dismantled NC State, a team that a lot of people thought would beat UCLA, and took a freshman point guard in Marissa Kostanek out of rhythm. And, of course, Nebraska with a freshman point guard in Lindsay Moore. We'll see how she does against it.
Kostanek's their point guard? I just saw her playing around the post a lot, so maybe they didn't pass her the ball very much.
She was rattled the other night. Wasn't good.
Well, anyway, the game tonight is at 8:35 tip-off. You can hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, and you can also watch it on ESPN2, and that's what's going on tonight for the Nebraska women's basketball team as they take on UCLA. But, Daddy, what do you expect to hear from Bo Pelini this morning?
Not much. This is one of the days I think Bo Pelini just totally hates. It's starting, so he's got to have a press conference. Everybody wants to know who the starting quarterback's going to be when fall starts. He doesn't know that because they're going to compete. Nobody's got a position locked up. You're going to hear that. Jared Crick's third on the depth chart, battling his way up through the defensive line. Nobody knows who's going to fill in those defensive back positions, or we're really struggling there. And boy, I don't know. We'll have to see how winter conditioning went. From what we've heard from the strength trainer, because we haven't saw the boys for 3 months, We think they're going to be in shape, but we don't know that. We'll see what kind of football shape they're in, and then we're going to try hard, and we're going to go out and compete.
And we wish the Husker women good luck. Boy, they're having a great season right now.
That's right. That's right. And we'll be following that tonight.
So there you go. All right, so Bo Pelini will be bringing you his press conference here in just a few minutes when things get underway in Lincoln. But, Daddy, there were some upsets last night on the women's side, so there's no big story here in Nebraska. There's no easy ones left from here on out. Last night, two Big 12 teams, including the only team to beat Nebraska, Texas A&M, knocked out by Gonzaga, 72-71, hitting a shot in the final 20 seconds to win that game. They led it most of the way, though. Georgia beat Oklahoma State in overtime, and then a game that you would have loved to watch, Baylor 49, Georgetown 33.
Why was A&M playing in Seattle as a two-seed? Why were they playing in Gonzaga's home floor?
Well, there you go.
There you go, committee. Riddle me that one.
Well, maybe Texas A&M didn't bid for it.
I don't know. You got to do something different. There's a 7 seed that gets basically a home game against a 2 seed. I don't think that's fair, but nonetheless, they're bounced to going home. You're right. Texas plays.
Well, Kentucky got to play at home as a 4 seed, and thus they had the advantage over the 5th seed, Michigan State, and blew them out in the second half. So now Kentucky will play the winner of tonight's Nebraska-UCLA game Sunday night in Kansas City.
Yeah, and I know that's a ways off, and you got plenty of rest between, but why would the 1 seed play after the 4 seed? Wouldn't the 1 seed play before the 4 seed?
Just anything to confuse you, right? There are supposed to be some more exciting games tonight. Sunday, there were a few more upsets in the women's tournament, and so those teams that pulled the upsets are all playing tonight, like Vermont, San Diego State, Arkansas, Little Rock, Wisconsin, Green Bay, anything with a hyphen in your name. And Creighton, who nobody in Omaha wanted to continue on with their basketball season, has actually won a couple of games now in this collegeinsider.com tournament. And for doing that, they get to play conference rival Missouri State on the road tomorrow night.
Not much time between these games now. They bring them out pretty quickly.
They won.
What, Fairfield?
Yeah, they beat Fairfield 73-55 last night. The game was tied early on at 38.
You know,
so Creighton advances on.
Talking men's and women's both, you know, and some surprises that have happened lately. You know, that opening round, Texas gets beat by San Diego State on Texas's home floor. And San Diego State gets the lead early on. Then Texas gets it back to about six, and you think, okay, they right the ship. Everything's good. Then they just go away. I don't understand what's going on. You can't figure out these women. There's more upsets. There's been more upsets, I think, in the women's deal, haven't there? As far as these top seeds go? Getting bounced out this early? You look at these brackets, they're crashed already. A&M going down, you know, seven seeds over. You know, Texas shouldn't have went home early on their home floor. The committee gives them a game, and they don't take advantage of it. I don't understand. I really don't understand. When you're playing on your home floor, that's something. You look at the upsets in the men's. They're not getting the opportunity to play on their home floor.
Baseball all the way around. UNK is coming off a four-game sweep on the road at Colorado Christian, and now they will take on Hastings tomorrow. That game has been moved back. It was supposed to be today. They're going to play it tomorrow, 4 o'clock at Memorial Field. Also, the UNK softball team is home today, starting a doubleheader with Wayne State at 2 o'clock at Dryden Park. Then they welcome in Shadron State tomorrow. The Huskers start a 7-game homestand against Northern Colorado this afternoon at 4:05. Your tickets may say 1:05, but they had to change that. It's a 4:05 start time this afternoon in Lincoln, and the Huskers are going in with the Big 12 Player of the Week, and Adam Bailey. It's not bad when you can play at Texas and have the Big 12 Player of the Year.
Yeah, congratulations to him. I think he drove in 8 runs, a couple home runs. Bailey's just been a red hot start this season. Hopefully he can keep doing that offensively and then get a little help from the pitching staff. Niederklein goes today. Tomorrow, if you're interested in going down, you're going to see Mike Nitzitz get the start. Supposed to be the closer for this team. Supposed to come in and everybody thought this was going to be the shutdown guy for the Huskers. Well, he's getting the start tomorrow. He's really struggled to start this season, so going to put him in a different role with this team.
Again, we're waiting for Bo Pelini, whose press conferences never start on time, but we will have Coach Pelini talking about spring ball coming up from Lincoln here in just a couple of moments. And the Tri-City Storm on the road, a very, very important game. They have just 2 weeks left in the season, 5 games to go, 3 games this week, all on the road, starting tonight at Sioux City, then Omaha and Lincoln. They come home next week to take on Des Moines and Sioux Falls to wrap up the regular season. And Derek, where are the Storm right now?
A big game tonight. They're in fourth place in their division, which means they're playoff bound as of right now, but 3 points behind them sit Sioux City, and that's the game tonight in Sioux City. So should the Musketeers win that, they'd be 1 point behind the Storm for that last playoff spot, and the Storm has to go on the road to play at Lincoln, at Omaha. They need a win tonight. It'd be a big win tonight.
Is the East that bad this year?
It's, you know, they kind of been beating up on each other a little bit. It's not that bad, I don't think. Not like last year. I don't think some of the lower teams are better than they were last year, I think. So I'd say it's right about the same, but again, big game tonight. Storm need a win.
It just seemed like you didn't have to have a winning record to make the playoffs in the past, and that seems to be where we're at right now with who's trying to get this fourth position in the West.
Yeah, they had some of those teams like Omaha early on really beat up on everybody. They jumped out to a 20-4 record at one point and were really delivering a lot of losses to some people. So I think some of the top-tier teams gave some of the other teams the losses that they have this year, but everyone else is kind of beating up on each other. So I think there's good parity in the league this year, but I tell you what, guys, a game tonight, biggest game of the year for the Storm.
All right. After last year, though, Derek, where the Storm sits right now, you'd be pretty happy with what Coach has been able to do with this group.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is far removed from last year. This year's team is looks a lot better. They have a lot better team chemistry. They play better on the ice. They work for extra pucks. Last year, you'd see a lot of guys losing those individual battles along the boards for pucks, maybe guys just not trying as hard as they could. This year, they're getting after it. They look good. So as long as we can get into the playoffs, I think we can make some noise.
Still waiting for Bo Pelini to begin his spring press conference in Lincoln. Spring practice actually gets underway tomorrow. It sounds like we're getting real close here. You can always tell when they're starting to simmer down a little bit there in Lincoln. You know, that means the lunch probably is already settled. While we wait, the Lincoln Journal-Star did put out their All-State basketball teams on Sunday in Sunday's edition. The Omaha World Herald will do so this week. But here's some of the kids that got their names mentioned. On the boys' side, Class A second team went to Tyler Shields of Kearney. Class C1, Dalton Seeley of St. Cecilia, and Zach Sterup were both on the first team. Turner Fay of Grand Island Central Catholic was on the second team. In Class C2, first team All-State, Josh Reinertsen of Gibbon, Connor Baronic of Ravenna. Second team went to Spencer Fecht of Axtell, Jordan Hackinson of Sandy Creek, and Grant Gebhardt of Burwell. And in Class D1, Jake Olmstead of Overton was first team. Second team to his teammate Jared Schaefer and Drew Watovic of Eustis Farnham. Finally, in D2, DJ Bombsberger of Hampton was on the first team. Second team was like all Giltner and SEM. Nate Most and Drew Ott of Giltner, Dylan Smith and Jake Rohde of SEM, and the Superstate, Tyler Shields from Kearney and Dalton Seeley of St. Cecilia were both third team selections. The first team only had two Class A participants this year, and nobody seemed to know who the best player in the state was. And Devrell Biggs had one great game, and all of a sudden he was the best player in the state on the Class A state champion.
We asked that question, Doug, as we always do when we're talking, sitting around with Stu and Mary, Riley Jane, and I think a lot of times people come out and you get two people that are, you know, vying for that. This year, there were four, five, six names. You know, Elliot Eliason's name was coming up. Then we saw him play at the state tournament.
Well, it was supposed to be Eliason's to win, and he just didn't. Wow, this year. He averaged 18 points, 10 rebounds, and when you're 6'10", you probably should.
Yeah, we watch him front and center with Minden coming, you know, in the semifinals, and you're shaking your head. What is this?
Folks, we're going to take you now to Lincoln. Bo Pelini has come up to the table for his spring press conference.
Don't shake the table,
Bill.
It's
my fault.
It's a bad idea.
Well, what was that?
You guys should be in Minneapolis, right?
The important people are there. Simple's not here because of that.
Yeah. Glad he's not here. We're looking forward to spring ball. We had a really good winter up to this point, and really, to me, the first phase of our off season just ended. You know, that was with the winter conditioning aspect of it. The lifting, the running, the conditioning, and our guys did great. Thought we had a really productive time there. Our guys got better. I mean, the numbers prove it to be. But we're not about numbers. And in the end, all to me, spring ball is a second phase of the off season. And it's 15 practices. We don't make it out to be anything more than that. It's a chance for us to work on fundamentals and technique and development of our football team. Period. End of story. This is not a time to be talking about depth chart. The depth chart isn't worth the paper that it's on. And we're not going to answer depth chart questions. The only person that will answer depth chart questions is myself. The other assistants will not answer questions as opposed to how they rank on the depth chart. That's not for this time of year. That's going to who starts in that first game. There's a lot of time after spring ball, between the summer through fall camp. The competition's on. We have depth in a lot of different positions. There's going to be competition in all those positions, and that's going to go well beyond spring. So you guys can talk about it all you want. We as a staff, I'll talk about it. No one else will talk about it. And I just wanted to make sure we got that straight right off the bat. I know everybody's curious about the safety position, the quarterback position, you know, wherever else there may be. And but we will not, that'll be... There's a long time coming. There's a lot of guys up for jobs, and there's a lot of guys to be going. Our job right now through the spring is to develop our guys every single practice and the off days when we're in meetings, and get our guys taught. And that's what this time of year is for. And that's to me, that's what spring practice is all about. I love spring practice because you get a chance to develop your kids. And there are a lot of young guys we feel like have a chance to be on the come, and gives us 15 practices to address that and to get better as a football team. So that being said, those are our goals going in the spring, and I'll take any questions you guys have.
They say no depth chart. Does that mean you put everybody on the same level right now?
Basically, obviously, you have to have different teams and things like that. But to me, this is the time of year. It's about repetition and getting guys out there, getting them on the field, getting a chance to show what they can do. Get them, we'll be doing a lot of two-team stuff. We're going to be doing a little multiple station day things and getting our guys a chance to get opportunities and to learn. It's about spring practice. It's about learning and developing technique and fundamentals and really developing and understanding what we're trying to get accomplished. And along the way, us as a staff working on our schemes and the things that we're doing to set ourselves up to have success in the fall. It's not about game planning the offense or game planning the defense. It's about development of your football team.
Coach, how's Zach Lee doing in his recovery? Is there a chance he could join you guys late in the spring?
I doubt it. I don't think he'll be here for the spring, but who knows? Time will tell. And he's progressing right along, and we feel like he's doing just fine.
Ted mentioned last week that Mike McNeil was moving to wide receiver. What kind of went into that decision?
Well, he's really an adjuster, is what we call it. I mean, we've used him a lot as a wide receiver in the past. I wouldn't read too much into that. I mean, we believe Mike brings he's a multi-talented guy, and he can do a lot of different things for your football team. And there's still a chance you're going to see him some at the tight end position. We're just going to move him around and give us more opportunity as an adjuster and moving him in different positions without having to change personnel to give us more versatility. I wouldn't read much more into that than it is. He's a heck of a football player, and we want to give him opportunity.
Are there any other guys that are making a move position-wise that you know right now?
I'm trying to think. Cole Penzick's moving over to under the offensive line, and Mike Smith's going to play a number of different positions on the offensive line, not just tackle. We're going to look at him at center and maybe even possibly some guard, but he'll still be out there to tackle some. So, this is a time of year to tinker with things and to make sure, see what give other guys opportunity, also give guys, make sure we have the pieces in place to, really to tinker around and look at some different things.
Hey, Bo, when you reviewed the season, did you think McNeil had been underutilized?
I wouldn't say underutilized. I thought we needed to get him the ball more. And I don't think it was, sometimes it wasn't a scheme thing. I think sometimes he was open. We didn't get him the football. And we just think he's a heck of a football player. I thought he had a chance to have a bigger year than he had. Because I saw him on film, he was open a lot. And some of those things, some of it was scheme oriented. Some of it was defense dictated. And we just think he's a good football player. And using him as an adjuster is going to give us a chance to move him around a little bit more.
Added Hardrick, what kind of depth does that give your offensive line? Just have a big extra body, as you mentioned, Mike Smith can maybe move around that.
Well, we call him Yoshi. Hardrick. He's raw right now. He's a talented young man, and he's got some. He's big. He's got good size, but he's got a long way to go as far as getting up to speed and conditioning. Getting in position where we can get him developed. He's got a lot of learning to do. So I'm not, that isn't necessarily why we're moving around Mike Smith a little bit. We got some other young guys. We're just trying to give everybody an opportunity. And we believe hopefully in the future Yoshi will be in there and get a chance to show what he can do. And we'll see how he progresses. But he's got a long way to go, as do a number of the young guys. But we have a lot of talent on that offensive line right now, and we have more depth than we've had, so it gives us a little more versatility.
Some JC linemen have been past Bowl, moved a little slower in that first year. How do you kind of accelerate that with him or kind of get him up to snuff a little
bit? That's why I say that the spring practice is about getting reps to guys and getting them taught. That's why we're going to do some more multiple team, multiple station things. Some things where we can get guys on the field, get them hot, And, you know, it's going to be more about teaching fundamentals and technique and the basics to get them up to speed as quickly as we can, you know, all the young guys. And, you know, because the more we get them, the more experience we get them this spring, the better off we're going to be in the fall. And you know, there's just a lot of learning to do.
What about if you checked out that receiver? Who would you like to see maybe to bring up spring receiver this spring?
Well, I like our receiver position. I think we have good depth there. I think we have a lot of numbers. I just look at the, you know, what they've done through the winter, and most of our guys have gotten better. I think Niles and Brandon Kinney have had a great winter up to this point. They got to follow it up in the spring. Kerensky's had a good winter. Obviously, Mike McNeil's going to be playing in that adjuster position a little bit more, so you will see him out there. I think Marlowe's had a good winter. You know, we have a young man who is a former baseball player, Joe Brokemeyer, who's going to be playing some wide receiver. He's had a good winter. So there are a lot of numbers there, as we do a lot of other positions. So, you know, it's important that we get all these guys reps see what they can see if they can make some progress through these 15 practices.
Is Ricky Pinard ready to go, and how do you feel about, I guess, where he's at physically?
I think he's ready to go, and you know, obviously, anytime you're coming off a knee, he's going to be. I think he's done everything he needs to do up to this point to allow himself to get out there and compete, and we'll see. You know, see how he comes back, but I think he's. I think physically, he's doing real well. The training staff and doctors have done a great job with him.
Well, what's the situation as a whole at quarterback? A couple different guys coming off injuries from last year.
Situation's great. You know, we have a lot of depth, we have a lot of talent, and we got the guys to get them taught. You know, it's a great. I love our the prospects at the quarterback position. There's a lot of talent there, and a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things.
What's Cody bouncing back from Spano?
Cody's doing great. Cody Spano's doing well. He's in great shape. He's probably going to be the one guy, obviously, because he's had to, you know, we're talking about, he might see him, I might, you know, at least until he feels fully confident, I might put a green jersey on him and just really for his mental well-being, you know, from where I'm saying, and to give me a little peace of mind because he had two ACLs. But he's doing, he doesn't want to wear a knee brace, he's feeling good, he's 100%, and I guess that's just for the head coach's peace of mind. I might put a green on it.
Can you talk about that decision not to put the green jersey on?
I don't think, you know, we took them off them a long time ago, so I don't think there's much to talk about. It's football, it's a physical game, and, you know, we're not going to be, you know, they're not going to be out there putting tackling drills or anything like that, but they're going to get hit, and that's part of the game.
Oh, two-part question. What happens about coaching clinic you have coming up, I guess, April 1st and 2nd, number one? Number two, how do you feel about having Bobby Bowden come all the way up here from Tallahassee?
Well, we'd love to have the coaches clinic because it gives us a chance to interact with a lot of different coaches and share some football, and we really enjoy that part of the year. And obviously having Coach Bowden come up is an added bonus. I mean, he's a legend. He's one of the greatest guys to ever walk the sideline, and I'm excited to have a chance myself to spend some time with him, and I think it'll be great for all the visiting coaches who come in to hear a guy like that, somebody who's had that much success, speak. I mean, we can all learn from people like that.
How many coaches come in, like from all over Nebraska, other states?
Yeah, we have a lot. We've had great reception. Hopefully somewhere probably around, we like to, upwards of 1,000 coaches sometimes come in here, and it's great to get different guys in. You get a chance to learn from people, hear speakers, and it's a busy weekend, but it's a good weekend. Hopefully a lot of people benefit from it. I mean, not just ourselves and college coaches, but all the high school coaches around the state. It's a time to give back and to share some football.
Coach, can you talk about the corner position, just how good you feel about the depth you have and just how far that position's come in your 2 years here?
I feel really good about the corner position. I like the depth there. It's the quality of athletes. The one guy who won't be out there, at least for the first week or so, you know, Andrew Green will not be out there for a while. But, you know, that's kind of a decision we made as a staff. He had a nagging injury. We just wanted to get it cleared up and fixed. But I wish he. But other than that, we have a lot of depth there and a lot of quality players, and gives us a lot of versatility. Really, I feel that way about the defensive backfield as a whole. We have a lot of depth and a number of different guys who can step up and be, in the way we play, we need a lot of depth in that area. And I feel great about our defensive backfield, and I think that I'm excited about that aspect.
Zach and Andrew, is there anybody who's going to have to sit out this start?
I don't have my depth chart in front of me, but those are the two real significant ones. There are some other guys that are nicked up a little bit, hamstrings and things like that, but nothing significant.
Who's going to be working at that tackle spot to take over Pursuit?
Baker Steinkohler, we feel really, Terrence Moore, Thad Randall, we got a number of different options there that we feel real good about our guys inside. I think we're going to have depth on our defensive line, probably greater depth than we've ever had since I've been here. We got a couple young guys who've come in January, Chase Rome and Jay Guy, that obviously they're young guys, but they're guys that we feel like have talent to help us down the road, and it'll give us a chance to work with them here in the spring, and we feel real good about that position. Justin Jackson's had a good winter. I like our D line as a whole. Inside and outside.
Well, considering the success of the defense and the team as a whole last year, how much of these 15 practices, in your eyes, step back versus step forward, as far as going back to basics and things like that?
We basically don't. The initial, at least you talked about 7, 8, 9 practices where our progression doesn't change really much last year to this year. And then maybe towards the end of spring, we start tinkering around and doing some, added things, maybe some more specific things. But, I just believe this time of year, when you only have 15 practices, it's about fundamentals and technique. It is not about scheme. It's about the how to rather than what. That's just our philosophy as a staff. It's not a time to, have the pen last and do all those things like that you do, like game plan wise. You put in a lot of concepts, a lot of teaching principles and a lot of fundamentals and technique along the way. That's the philosophy that we have, and it's worked well for us.
Let's go back to Baker. There was a time you guys considered moving him back to our, moving him to offense. Can you talk about the decision to keep him on defense and stay with him there?
Well, I think Baker's a guy that could help you in a lot of different areas in your football team. The guy's a multi-talented guy, but right now we feel like we really like him, especially when you go back and you look at how he played last year when he was in there. He made plays, and this guy is on the come and he's happy where he is. We're happy where he is. And, do I think he could help us on the offensive line? There's no question. I think he's a tremendous talent, but I think he's going to be an impact player for us on defense, too.
You look at a guy like Taylor Martinez, solely a quarterback this spring, or will you look at him at wide receiver, too?
Taylor's a quarterback. He's a multi-talented quarterback and has a lot to bring to the table, but, he's a quarterback. Period, end of story. Until further notice. This guy is a tremendous talent, and we're looking forward to getting him taught. He's got a long way to go as a quarterback, so it's not the time and the place to mess around with, moving him here, moving him there, because he's a quarterback and he needs development as a quarterback, so he needs all the reps he can get.
But you guys did use him a little bit at wide receiver last fall, am I right?
We lose a lot of guys in scout team situations in different places to give us the best picture and do some things. Like I said, he's a multi-talented guy. This guy's an explosive athlete and can bring a lot of things to the table. But in the end, all along the way, we knew he was a quarterback.
Would you put his mobility in the Tyrod Taylor category?
I don't know. I don't get into comparisons. This guy can do a lot of different things to make you a better football team. He's a good player. Good athlete. He's got a lot to learn, like a lot of the young guys.
This class that's going to be your senior class, what was kind of your impression of them that first year when you came in when they were sophomores?
Thought they were raw. I don't know. I can't think back. If you look at each guy, I think the guys have developed well, and I'm excited about this group. I'm excited about the leadership that they've shown in the winter, and where they, you know, I like the team as a whole right now, and I like kind of their work ethic, how they go about their business. I think they're very enthusiastic. I think they're hungry, and I think that starts with the leadership, and that, you know, obviously that, you know, the bulk of the leadership comes, you know, starts with that senior group, and I think these guys have been through it. They've played a lot of football. And I think that's an advantage for all of us.
Were they afforded the chance to do a little bit more of that last year because you had a small senior class, so they get a little jump on some of those?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, I think, you know, it's the more time you're together. I mean, like I said, I've never been anywhere, unfortunately. Knock on wood. I wish I had some wood to knock on, but I haven't been anywhere longer than 3 years. And so what I've found is you go 1 year to 2 years to 3 years, you know, the longer guys are together with you as a staff, they start seeing things the way you do. They start understanding the culture of how you're going about things, the not just on the field, but off the field and everything that goes into building a football team. And these guys from the senior class to all these guys on the team have now been through it for a couple of years, with the exception of some of the young guys who are coming in. So that gives you an added advantage because they're hearing things, a consistent message over and over and over, and it allows you to me, it gives you a better opportunity to have success.
Well, last year the talk was about how strong the backfield was heading into the year. No one's mentioned the running backs yet. Is running the ball something you're going to emphasize in spring ball?
Yeah, we always emphasize that, and there's going to be added emphasis on it. Like I said, I like our running back position. I think Rex has had a great offseason, Burkhead, and Roy's feeling good. He's feeling healthy. He's had a good winter, and, you know, Dontrevious is he's up to about 235. Austin Jones has had a good offseason. I mean, you're talking about four pretty quality backs. I hope I'm not missing any. Well, Collins Okafor has had a good offseason, as has Lester Ward. That's six guys right there that are going to be getting reps. And the fullback position, now we're going to take the red shirt off of C.J. Zimmer and move him in there to compete with Legate and Mike Hayes. And Ryan Hill is going to move back and play a little more fullback. And you're just looking at greater depth at both the tailback and fullback positions, and you add that to the depth on the offensive line, and I think that'll equate to, in the end, a chance to be a better running team.
This team took some big strides after winter conditioning last year. Have you seen the same kind of gains this year?
Tremendous. I mean, I, like I said, James Dobson, I wouldn't trade anybody for him. I think he's done a tremendous job, he and his staff, I like where our football team is right now. I like what we accomplished through the winter, you know, from January through March, and it set us up to have a good spring. I think we're in good position right now to make best use of these 15 practices.
Have you been surprised by the fact that you have been able to establish depth in what really is kind of a quick time? You don't expect that within 4 years, somebody taking over, but you've talked about secondary, the offensive line, in the back. Are you surprised how you managed to establish that?
Well, I think there's I like the way we've recruited. I think it's, time will tell. I like on the surface where we are. We'll find out. Still, you know, there's still some, I like, you still do, there's still a lot to find out about a number of these guys, but on the surface, I like where we are. I'll be able to talk about more about that, you know, after spring as we head into the fall, and, you know, once we get into fall camp. But I like what we're set up to be able to do, and I really believe the walk-on program's helped us. Bringing in the amount of walk-ons that we've had, and I believe there are a number of those guys that provide depth and have a chance to be really good players for us, and increase our depth and increase our numbers where we can practice a certain way. You know, you can't do multiple teams and do a lot of repetitions if you don't have numbers in a lot of spots, and we didn't have those numbers before because they just weren't there. And now is over a couple years now, we were able to increase those numbers, and it kind of changes how you can practice and the amount of reps you can give to guys. Like, you can't rep let's say you're deep at the defensive back position, you can't rep all those guys if you don't have all the offensive linemen, defensive linemen to put up in there and have reps in those areas. And now we're a little bit more equipped to be able to practice that way. And I think in the end, hopefully it'll make us a better football team.
Well, you had a chance to talk to Kirk Thomas-Sevitz. Did you get a chance to see his race? Did you hold his gold medal? What did you say to him?
I did all of those, all of the above. And I'm real proud of Kurt. And he was a special young man when I was here the first time. I had a chance to coach him. And it doesn't surprise me what he was able to accomplish. And it's pretty special, obviously. And I was shocked at how heavy those gold medals were. It's pretty pretty cool to hold one. And I know I'll never win one, but let's say make football Olympic sport, I think we could win it. I'd like to be the coach of USA football. You guys put it out there. We wouldn't have much competition.
Who is the name of the assistant?
Is my assistant?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'd have to see. I'd take my staff, but if I had to pick another head coach, maybe I'd take Stoops, huh?
Hey, do you think it's tougher to go 12-0 in regular season football or 29-0 in basketball?
Say that again?
I think it's tougher to go 12-0 on the football field or 29-0 in regular season basketball.
Oh, I don't think either one's they're pretty tall task either way. You know, I mean, look at as great a year as Connie had. And, you know, through the regular season, she had that one hiccup at the end. And, I mean, it's just hard. I mean, you know, the more you win, the bigger that price goes on and people start coming after you. That's why it was pretty special what the women's basketball team were able to accomplish. I mean, that's a special, pretty significant accomplishment through their regular season. And, obviously, hopefully they'll follow it up tonight with another win and take that next step. But I think everybody's proud of what they were able to accomplish.
How much have you kept up with Sue through, you know, him going to combine and just going around with all these NFL teams? You know, what's he really to you about what that's been like?
You know, I think he's handled it. I have kept up with it. We talk fairly regularly, not as much as, you know, not every day or anything like that, but we kept up, you know, as far as what he's been doing, and I think he's handled it exceptionally well. And it's kind of the way he handled the whole season and everything that went along with it. And, you know, he stays grounded. He stays very on track. He's a very focused young man. And I think he's, I don't know where he's going to get picked. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of different things. And I just find it hard to believe that, you know, he won't go high. I mean, very high. But, you know, crazier things have happened. But I know whoever gets him is pretty lucky. He can come back if he wants.
No, so you don't have another 93 on the roster.
What's that?
You don't have another 93 on the roster.
Yeah, I know. I don't. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you who's wearing what numbers these days. I don't know.
Boy, you seem to be uncharacteristically upbeat about this team coming back. I mean, is this just a combination of what that team back on paper and how you guys finished the year?
I don't know. I'm excited. I like spring ball. I love the aspect of it. It gives you the opportunity to really develop your team and find out about
Bo Pelini and his press conference winding down and taking up a majority of our Doug and Daddy show here today. But once we start hearing the questions about Kurt Thomas-Sevitz, that pretty much wraps up any football knowledge that we're going to hear today. So Bo Pelini, and we'll be hearing more about him and some more of his comments on the sports. We'll take a break here in a moment. But Tony, a couple of things that stood out. It didn't turn into, well, who's going to be where at what time, and I think he spoke pretty freely and openly today, but saying right up front, don't ask me who the starting quarterback is, don't ask me who any of the starters are, because that's not what we're here for. There is no depth chart, there will be no depth chart. The names on a paper are so that we can go first and second team, and we'll be switching them up all the time.
Well, I guess exactly. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You're going to have 15 practices. We got to put teams out there. That's where we're going to put somebody out there. Somebody's going to be first, somebody's going to be second, so on. But you know what caught my eye was when you mentioned Joe Brockmeyer's name. You know, here's a kid that you wondered, hey, is the kid going to see the field? Well, Bo Pelini at least knows who he is. That's a start for Joe Brockmeyer. That's a start for anybody that comes from a small town in Nebraska. You'd like to see him on the field. You'd like to see him getting opportunities. Heck, hadn't even got spring ball yet, and he mentioned his name.
Yeah, he's one of the guys that's going to be, I guess, moving over to wide receiver. He also said Zach Lee, very unlikely that he would be participating in any of spring ball, recovering from surgery. Talked a little bit about the guys that are going to be trying to take over for Ndamukong Suh and filling in and taking that starting role. Talked about Baker Steinkuhler being one of those, the depth that this team has had. And, of course, there at the end, what's going on with Suh. Talked about the quarterback race, Cody Spano coming back. Talked about the corner, talked about the kids that are moving positions like Mike McNeil, which came out last week. But I thought it was such a Tiger Woods start to the press conference today. Here's what's going on. Here's what I'm going to talk about. Here's what I'm not going to talk about.
Yeah, one of the disappointments, I think, of last year was maybe the offensive line, how they were able to move people, how we weren't able to run the ball on first and 10 and get 4 or 5 yards. And I think getting Yoshi, the Hardwick kid from junior college in there, we'll see how fast he progresses. That's one thing to watch, see if he's one of those big bodies, 6'7", 325 pounds, see if he can move somebody off the ball and get a running lane and get a second and short situation set up for him, something they didn't have a lot of last year.
Spring practice will begin tomorrow, and we've got updates every single day right here on ESPN Radio. We'll talk more about what Bo Pelini had to say, and Chuck Dummer with the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever has been patiently standing by, and we'll talk about the banquet coming up after this.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that will explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hastings, it's time to go green with Woodward's Disposal Service. Residential and commercial, Woodward's has owned and operated their own recycling center since 1988. Plus, full-service trash pickup with toters or metal containers ranging from 1 yard to 30. And curbside recycling service is free. Need something hauled away today? Give Woodward's a call. And in a lot of cases, they can pick it up the same day. Family owned and operated since 1933. Call 402-462-9252 or at woodwardsdisposal.com. Remember, reduce, reuse, recycle.
This is Tony.
And this is Nick from Rich & Sons Camper Sales.
If you missed the RV show in January, we want to give you a second chance to see our huge selection of brand new and pre-owned RVs.
Stop by our spring open house now through Saturday. Take advantage of special pricing on every RV on our lot. Buy now and save big.
Need to finance your new RV? We have payment options to fit any budget.
So don't miss Rich & Sons spring open house going on now with the community pancake feed Saturday from 8 to noon.
Rich & Sons Camper Sales, the Midwest's best RV experience.
Bonner Park track announcer Steve Anderson knows the horses like he talks to them.
Another link that I have back.
Listen for his morning reports Friday at 9:35 and weekends at 11:20.
We come back into the
brought to you by Eats Office Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. Weekday afternoons, the late scratches. More stories from the track and the Daily Double. Fridays 3:15, weekends 2:35.
Race by the Grand Stand.
Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Reports from Bonner. All racing season on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460. And 1550.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. All your important files, let's face it, they're on your office computer. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or a flash drive, email files to yourself. What a hassle. My recommendation, use GoToMyPC.com to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer. Simply go and log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. Use any program. It works on any file. Check email. Access your network resources. GoToMyPC, brought to you by Citrix. Let you take your office with you wherever you go, and it's really easy to set up and use. GoToMyPC is great. I want you to try it free today. I've got a special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. This is only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin. Take your office everywhere you go. It's GoToMyPC.com.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where the majority of the show has been spent listening to Bo Pelini's spring football press conference from Lincoln, and we'll close the show out on that in just a little bit. But as we always do, we feed our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show with what they want from Burger King. two locations in Kearney, also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Don't forget their daily special, quarter-pound double cheeseburger, just $1. Drive-thru special anytime, a 32-ounce soft drink or iced mocha, only $1. And we're feeding Chuck Dummer today. That's right. Chuck joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show with the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever because it's banquet time.
It's banquet time.
We always have Chuck on a couple, three times a year and talking about what's going on with Pheasants Forever. We're talking about the youth mentor hunt. We're talking about the banquet. But first, tell us when, where. Give us all the details right off the bat of the banquet, Chuck.
Okay. 13th annual banquet coming up at the Ag Pavilion on the fairgrounds this Saturday, the 27th. We start at 5 o'clock and there will be 8 games going when we start. There will be raffles starting. We will have as many as 14 guns that will be available for winners, but we've done something a little different this year. We're also going to allow you to select between perhaps the gun and cash instead. So we're going to try something a little different. As usual, it'll be catered by Countryside Catering, and everybody knows that means barbecue pork. And this year, a little something different. We're not going to do smoked turkey. We're going to do beef tips.
Oh.
So we're going to have pork and beef available at this one. Dinner will start at 7 o'clock promptly, and the live auction, about halfway through the meal, will get started. So we're off and running.
Well, Chuck, one thing that we find interesting every year is the money that you guys raise all comes back to right in this general area and helps pheasant habitat for everyone.
Well, it does. Last year, our chapter ended up spending some $68,000 on $130 different projects. In and around, you know, Buffalo County and all throughout this area. And so that means, when I say projects, that means the money's going back in the ground. We're planting, we're disking, you know, we're helping to resurrect old CRP land. We're doing all these things to try to get habitat developed. It's the old routine. If you want pheasants and upland game birds of any kind, we're going to have the habitat. And we're doing it. We're out there doing it every day.
What are some of the latest projects that the Prairie Hills chapter has partaken in?
Well, there's kind of a cute one just south of Meadowlark Golf Course. You know, just on the south edge there. There's a little plat in there that we're kind of co-oping with. And we're doing that one. But also we've got a good-sized acreage up near Ravenna that we're going to be disking and burning. And we've got another one up near Pleasanton that we're going to be disking and burning. And then there'll be some overseeding that takes place. We've got 26 acres over towards Gibbon where a guy's going to self-seed it himself. But we got him all set up with the right kind of seed. And so it goes. It's just one right after the other. It seems like our habitat chairman's always busy.
Chuck, obviously people want to know the numbers of birds. And now there's a lot of influence on that, hailstorms, weather. Are you seeing an increase in the bird population in and around Buffalo County?
Well, you know, we always go by that annual postal thing where the guys are driving around out in the country and they're counting all the pheasants as they go around. Obviously, they're not counting them all, but they have certain grids that they work out. And yes, pheasant numbers are up fairly decent this year. We didn't actually have full-scale plains blizzards, you know, like we've been known to have, where it just wipes out, you know, whole populations. We're in pretty good shape, and we got a pretty good spring going here so far. I mean, it's been a little cool, but not bad. So we're looking forward to some good numbers again.
Let's talk about the youth mentor hunt that just wrapped up the last time we had it. It seems like it continues to grow and maybe the best one ever.
This was just fantastic. And working with Fort Kearney Shooting Sports out there, we had something really special that happened this year, and I know that the DVD and the video of this thing is making the rounds. We had a young man that was handicapped who couldn't walk, and they made an arrangement for him on the front of an all-terrain vehicle so that he could sit up there and had his gun. And by golly, they took him right out in the field with dogs, just like they do the other kids, and he got his two birds. And so, yeah, you want to talk about a happy young man. When you see that video and you see that smile on that kid's face, and I can speak personally here, too. My grandson was out there, and he went through, and he got two birds. So, you know, he's holding them up. He's the world champion out there now.
You mentioned partnering with them. You partner with so many people throughout the state of Nebraska and throughout cities around that help you out. Maybe mention a few of them, Chuck.
Well, primary partner, of course, is Nebraska Game and Parks. And by the way, we're elated to have Norris Marshall locally now a commissioner on Game and Parks. You get a plug in for Norris there. We work closely with U.S. Fish and Game, Natural Resource Districts, the NRCS offices, Nature Conservancy, the Platte River Trust, the Whooping Crane Trust. And, of course, one that we absolutely can't forget, and that's the City of Kearney Park and Rec Department, Neil Lewis, you know, and his crew. They just do a whale of a job. And then, as I mentioned, Fort Kearney Shooting Sports. And now that they've got all their habitat out there, it's all developed. You know, we can have our youth mentor hunt in one location where they can actually shoot in a controlled area and then turn right around and go, you know, 100 yards further away, and you're right into the habitat, and they can actually do the hunting right there.
We're talking with Chuck Dummer, the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever. There's a couple of more things that we want to talk about, but we need to take a break, so Chuck's going to hang with us. Even if he wants to or not, we're going to have Chuck hang with us. We're going to take a break and talk about some of the great things coming up on the banquet and during the auction on Saturday night. We'll be right back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. When a home emergency happens, let's say you find a leak in your roof, a window breaks, plumbing problems, you and I aren't usually prepared for it. We don't know who to call, who to trust. You randomly pick somebody out of a phone book. Way too risky for me. That's why I signed up for Angie's List. It makes it easy to find reliable, high-quality pros. Contractors, plumbers, roofers, doctors. Angie's List is great. It's a word-of-mouth network of more than a million consumers' real-life experiences with ratings and reviews in more than 500 categories. Angie's List does not accept anonymous reviews. Ever! It is now my trusted resource for services I need. Go to AngiesList.com. Sign up today, use the promo code COLIN, and get 20% off any Angie's List membership plan. Or call 1-888-888-5478 and mention COLIN. That's 1-888-888-5478 and mention COLIN. AngiesList.com. Promo code COLIN. You'll never go anywhere else for help.
The Second Amendment, one of the most threatened rights in our Constitution. At Old Market Firearms, we recognize the importance of the Second Amendment as essential to the Nebraska way of life. No matter what the season, Old Market Firearms is your source for all your sports shooting needs. In this uncertain political climate, their expert repair, service, and supply of handguns, shotguns, and rifles are a welcome reassurance. Old Market Firearms, 713 West 1st Street in Hastings. Old Market Firearms, right on target.
From my cold, dead hands.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tomorrow on the program, Oklahoma baseball coach Sonny Galloway, ranked anywhere from 12th to 21st in the country with just a couple of losses. And they come up to Lincoln this weekend. Also, our Loper Link. I believe we're going to be talking with Athletic Director John McBride. That's 80% confirmed on the program tomorrow. Don't forget that it is coming up on baseball and softball season, and your headquarters is Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, where they have got everything that you need. If you're an umpire, they've got the equipment, they've got the gear, they've got the knee pads, the chest protectors, the shirts, the pants, the hats, whatever you need to be an umpire. And you know, most of it's egg-proof. You know, you're going to be okay. Most of it, you know, it deflects all comments from the crowd. So that's what they want you to get at Misco's. And for the player, baseball and softball gloves from Easton, Mizuno, Wilson, bats in Little League, Senior League, Legion, cleats are ready to go from Adidas, Nike, Mizuno. It's all there. We're there and open 7 days a week for you on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center at Misco Sports. Stop by and see Steve and the gang today. We're talking with Chuck Dummer from the Prairie Hills chapter of the Pheasants Forever. We've went over some of the things that they've been doing to give back to the land, get the pheasants ready and replenished, going through the youth mentor hunt. And again, their banquet's coming up this Saturday night out at the fairgrounds. Chuck, you've talked about a couple of different things. I think you're just given that cash option because obviously you want to keep the gun this year.
Well, sure. I'd like to have it. Yeah, I'd like to have it. You better believe some of these I would just love to have. Our banquet gun this year is a Beretta AL-391 Eureka. And for anyone that out there that knows guns, you know that that's about a $1,500 weapon. And that's going to be our featured banquet gun. And plus, we've got some oddballs in there. We've got two Ruger pistols this year that are going to be on it. And the one that I brought in and I showed you guys this morning is...
That's right, Gilbert Arenas. Thanks for doing that.
Well, this one was locked up completely. I'm not going to shoot myself.
Well, that's what Plaxico said. But anyway...
But in any event, we're going to have our usual string of new merchandise. And by the way, every year we go down in the number of prints that we have because we're bringing in other merchandise instead of prints. So there's going to be a lot of guided hunts this year that are going to be available. There's going to be a lot of bronze statues. My gosh, we've got 14 bags of seed corn out there, 5 gallons of Roundup, 5 gallons of glyphosate. You know, so we've got something for the farmers too when they come in. And we want farmer ranchers to come in because we're also going to have our land desk open. So if you've got questions about CRP land or anything of the sort, we're going to have people there that can answer the questions for you.
Tell us more. People hear those guns. You got 10 other guns other than that one.
Yeah, we got 10 other guns other than that one. I'm sure I can probably get some of them on here. We got Remington SPR 12 gauge, Mossberg 12 gauge over and under, Remington 870 camo, a Savage 270. My gosh, what? Remington SPR 20 gauge. We got Ruger Charger pistols. We got a Savage 17 caliber pistol, a New England 22 caliber pistol, and the list just goes on and on and on with all the shotguns and pistols that are going to be out there. And again, you know, this is not necessarily a hunting organization, but probably 85% of our members do hunt, or they shoot skeet or trap, or they're target practice, whatever. They just have fun with it. And by the way, congratulations to Kearney Catholic for starting a gun club up.
Well, and Chuck, before we let you get out of here, I know one of the things that we've started is this, and it's on our sheet here, is the Sportsman's Package, which kind of gets you in the door and takes care of a lot of things when you get there.
It sure does. This year we're going to have it right up front. There'll be three of us guys manning it. A Sportsman's Package is very simple. You give us $100. Cash, check, money order, we give you back $125 in Rooster Bucks, which you can spend just like regular dollar-for-dollar money, okay, out there, including any merchandise you might buy. We're going to give you a 10-ounce mug, and you can fill that mug with free beer until the two kegs run out. And in addition to, I can see the big smiling faces here. All right, in addition to all of that, you can use the Rooster Bucks on any of the raffles, games, anything of the sort. And what you're going to find out is that you're probably going to spend more, you know, than $100 if you go around and do all the games. This way, we just give you $125 and you can just go have fun.
Well, it sounds like, and it always is, it's a great fundraiser, it's a great organization, and the banquet is always a lot of fun. Again, the details, Chuck?
Okay, details, one that we left out. Price of tickets at the door, $20. Okay, we're, you know, kind of taking into account the economy. The second thing is, if you want a membership, then you add $35 to that. Okay, you're going to bring your spouse, it's an extra $10. We do encourage families to come out. All the kids that went through the Youth Mentor Hunt will get in free. Okay? They'll all get in free as long as they wear their orange vest and their little hats. Ag Pavilion, Buffalo County Fairgrounds, 5 o'clock Saturday night. That's when all the games and raffles start. And then 7 o'clock dinner, catered by Country Catering, and the bars is going to be run by Bico's again this year.
Well, it sounds like a great time, Chuck. We always appreciate you. Thanks for hanging around a little bit longer today, and we'll talk to you again when all the revenue comes rolling in, and it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
I just don't want to get scheduled against Polini again.
They messed Bo around, and so Chuck was gracious enough to hang around with us. We need to take a break. We still have Troutman's Tuesday Trivia before we get out of here, and a couple more words on spring football practice. So stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
With a certified pre-owned Porsche, the sound of over 60 years of race-bred engineering is closer than ever and enhanced by both a comprehensive inspection and an unprecedented warranty. The Porsche CPO Limited Warranty delivers coverage similar to a new Porsche and has been named Best Luxury CPO Warranty from IntelliChoice for the second straight year. Visit your authorized Porsche dealer to learn more. Porsche, there is no substitute. IntelliChoice.com is a registered trademark of Automotive.com LLC. October 2009 review of 32 manufacturer programs.
Hello there, folks. It's the Gecko. So here's the rub. I want to save you money. That's it. My old song and dance right there. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, when you're offering somebody hundreds of dollars in savings, you don't have to sugarcoat it. All you say is, Geico could save you hundreds online or over the phone. And there you have it. Well, I've still got a few more seconds left now, so there you go. Cheers.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney. All month long, stop by and fill out your brackets for free and then earn points. Trade those points in for multiple prizes. Also during March Madness, participate in the Madness Pick'em Championship game and have a chance to win the grand prize. Don't forget they have the coldest beers in town and plenty of TVs to watch every single game. NCAA Tournament, March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
It's finally here. The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements is Complete Nutrition. And now it's right here in Kearney, Nebraska. Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength, and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Do you want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products? Complete Nutrition has the best products at the best prices. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is getting you the right products you need for the best results. It's time to look your best, feel your best, and complete your life with total health and nutrition for the complete you. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Daddy's show wrapping up things on a Tuesday for you. Heard Bo Pelini's press conference. You're Chuck Dumber from Pheasants Forever. Let's go to the phone lines right now. One of our favorite people coming through Central Nebraska. Max, what's going on today?
Hey, Tony, my man. How you doing? You and the Dougmobile. You doing fine?
Yeah, we're hanging in there, Max. How are you?
Oh, just great. Just heading that way. I'm just going through the great town of Holbrook.
And you, Hornets, right?
Oh, W Tigers.
Was it Tigers?
The Hornets.
Oh! Feel that guy from the Mid Valley. Come on, Tony. Come
there
on.
You go. Jesus. Anyway, I just wanted to call and say how you doing, and I thought I better check in.
Well, we appreciate when you do check in. You getting ready for that Cubs season to get underway?
Oh, yeah, we're getting ready. I'm on my way up to watch them Lopers play softball today and tomorrow.
I think maybe four wins. What do you think, Max?
What's that?
Maybe four wins, two today, two tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be nice. I'll tell you, they're two good teams. They're playing, so it'll be a good deal. Just one thing before I leave you, I just want you to know the last time I talked to you, I'm still in jail in Minden, Tony.
Hey, well, at least
just one compliment, Doug. You guys, you did an excellent job on your broadcast. We had the opportunity to listen to you because we were driving home and the championship game night when you had Ravana and them. You guys just do a great job.
Well, Max, you're the best. You know that. We always appreciate you giving us a call, and hopefully we'll see you over at the softball field this afternoon.
Well, I'll tell you what. I hope they got a good crowd. They got a good bunch of kids, and just hit the ball hard, right, Tommy, or hit somebody.
That's right. Thanks, Max.
See you guys.
Bye. Max and McCook, always have fun with him, and he's driving through again. Yeah. Yeah, it's jacket weather. I think it's bring the lawn chair and watch some softball today. I think we'll be swinging over to Dryden Park. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And here is your chance to give us a call. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you've got a $25 gift card coming your way, the opportunity to be a winner here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Call right now, 888-455-3776. We're going to take your call on the air, and we're going to play one of Daddy's favorite Troutman Tuesday Trivia games. Call now, 888-455-3776. 3776. Let's go to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
It's Kent.
All right, Kent.
Kent, pick a number for me. 13, 14, 15, or 16?
16.
16. Oops. Well, that was not probably the right pick, but we're going to the mascots today. You just witnessed the basketball field of 64 get underway. The 16 seed Lehigh, what is their mascot?
Puppy.
Thanks, kid.
Let's go back to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
Wes.
Wes. 13, 14, 15, or 16?
13.
All right, Daddy.
13. Let's try the Murray State. What is their mascot?
Badgers.
They're not the Badgers. I'm
Badgers.
Sorry.
Thanks, Wes. 888-455-3776. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Sean.
Sean, 13 through 16. Give me a number.
Oh, lucky number 13.
Daddy.
Oh, let's try Sam Houston State.
Let's see, they're the Cowboys.
Daddy?
That is incorrect.
Okay.
Good try.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Rocky,
13 through 16. Pick me a number.
15.
Daddy, go 15.
Robert Morris.
Mascot of Robert Morris is?
The more real man.
Let's go back to the phone lines. 888-455-ESPN. Daddy, are we still having them pick a number, or are you just going to start throwing them out now?
Yeah, we start throwing them out.
Just start throwing them out.
Who we got here?
It's Ken again.
Ken, how about Montana?
Grizzlies.
That is correct.
Montana Grizzlies. Sam Houston State was what, Tony?
Sam Houston State's a Bearcat.
Who else?
Robert Morris was a Colonial.
Lehigh.
Lehigh was the Lehigh's a tough one. The Mountain Hawk. When you said 16, that's not fair. Murray State was a Racer.
I think that's the ones that you gave out. Hang on the line. $25 gift card coming your way. Thanks for listening. Second time a charm that time. Derek will finish that up, and we are way over time. But, again, don't forget that softball being played today for UNK. Tri-City Storm, big game tonight. You'll be able to hear it on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The Nebraska baseball team is also in action today. Brittany Griner, 14 blocks for Baylor last night, an NCAA tournament record. The Nebraska women will play UCLA tonight, 8:35 the tip time, 8:05 pregame on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The game will be televised on ESPN2. We want to thank Chuck Deller from the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever for joining us live on the show today. Don't forget their annual banquet is coming up on Saturday night at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. And we also heard a lot of Bo Pelini today. Spring football practice begins tomorrow. We'll be hearing from Sean Callahan daily, twice a day, on our network of stations throughout spring ball. Tomorrow, we'll have our annual Loper Link to talk about UNK. Athletic Director John McBride coming in, and Sonny Galloway, head baseball coach at Oklahoma.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.